There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
A growing amount of suggestions now for Monday. This totally came from the listeners. I think it was a product maybe of just saying how beautiful it was this weekend, and you know, Monday was here and we needed to blow out the cobwebs. And so one of our listeners suggested we start every Monday as a staple on What's on Your Mind with the Star Spangled Banner. So right now that idea has won the day. But do we have another one, Todd? Another idea on what we should be doing on Monday? I think one just came in.
Yeah, that last caller playing the Star-Spangled Banner. Yeah, and then after that, we say the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag like we believe it and we mean it.
Okay, we could maybe have you lead it or a guest listener every week. So there you go. We'll keep taking these ideas under consideration. So text them in, 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. You can call us at 800-228-0550. Email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. It's hour number two of the program today from Grand Forks. We are live at the Bakken Conference. The Bakken Conference and Expo, Investing in Innovation, the subtitle of the conference. And Watford City Mayor Brent Sanford has just left the stage and will be joining us momentarily here on the program. Jeff in Fargo wanted to weigh in left over from last hour, so let's get you in here, Jeff. What's on your mind?
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. I have two questions. One, Ted Cruz. He seems like a very honest man. I would like to know your opinion about him because, I mean, it seems like he's exposing the rhinos for what they are. And number two, with Iran being able to put all this oil in the market, how is that going to affect the oil prices and the taxation for the state of North Dakota? I'll hang up and listen to you guys. Thank you.
All right. Well, I'll let Brent take the Iran oil question in a moment here.
For the state of North Dakota, I'll hang up and listen to you guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate the call. Jeff cranked up his radio to hear the answer. On Ted Cruz, I'd answer you this way. Yeah, I'd agree, honest. I think I don't know that there's a dishonest one in that whole bunch. I think we got a rock-solid group of Republican nominees. The first thing I notice about Ted Cruz, wicked smart. I mean, obviously, just absolutely wicked smart, you know, sharp attorney, has done his homework on a lot of things and, you know, really going to go out there and make a difference. Watching the race where he was not supposed to win in Texas when he did, and then ultimately to come to the U.S. Senate, he's a force. So, and I think he also represents well a group of conservatives who are very leery of the Republican Party. He's among them. He and Mike Lee have done a pretty good job in that regard. So belongs in the mix, belongs as a choice, no question about it. And it's going to be fascinating to watch what happens here. August 6th is that first debate, so really going to be a doozy. And they are going to base who is on that stage, August 6th in Cleveland, on five polls. It'll be taken between now and then and released on August 4th. So we're going to find out who's on the stage then. So there's stay tuned. This should be fun. All right. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments for our next guest, Watford City Mayor Brent Sanford, who was the keynote for the Backbone Edition today that kicked off the Bakken Conference here in Grand Forks at the Alara Center. Mr. Mayor, nice to see you.
Nice to see you, Scott. Great to be in Grand Forks. I tell you what.
Your old stomping grounds as a Sioux alum.
Old stomping grounds. I was here for 4 years and Fargo for seven. It's nice to be in the Red River Valley once in a while.
Yeah, no kidding. It's funny. It's a world away, really, from the Bakken, though, sometimes, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. It is. I took a scenic tour through the northern part of North Dakota on the way over yesterday, and it's amazing to see when you get out of the core of the Bakken what it's like, that it's normal life and life as usual everywhere else. It's kind of nice to see the normal pace once in a while.
You know, I just think there's so many things in daily life in the Red River Valley that are taken for granted in communities like Watford City. You know, it just is what it is. I mean, when you have a growing community, when you're going through everything you're going through, you've got tons of construction, you got things that you're building. I mean, now you got schools and and everything going on, you know, here it's, you know, yeah, they build a school every now and then, or, you know, they add to a road every now and then, but it's not like your entire community is under construction like it is in Watford City, right?
Exactly. I tell you what, I have a new appreciation for it when you see a new block of development go in on Grand Forks or Fargo, of how difficult that actually is. It's something you take for granted as you live in these areas, but to see how what a fight it's been for every square inch of development in Watford City, it's pretty amazing.
The other thing that I find in the differences between you know, being in the Valley and out in the Bakken, the curiosity about the Bakken in the Valley is off the charts.
Yep. You know,
people will just want to absorb every little piece of information, and most of the information they get is from a media source. And I've said before, I am one, but I don't want people to rely on me or a newspaper or a TV clip or anything. They just need to actually go see it, because their perception of what the deal is out there is very different than reality, isn't it?
That's right. That's right. And Luke at the Bakken, and you on What's on Your Mind and Energy Matters. I mean, it's very valuable to be able to get information out to the media, because that is the only connection most people have. The newspapers are very curious, and so you usually see a story every week on something happening in our area. But you're right. To see it, you have to see it, live it, be there for a while to actually feel the difference and see the difference. And so, like I say, we appreciate these opportunities to get the word out.
What do you think is the perception that is the most in error? What is the misperception that needs to be corrected?
Oh, there's a lot of them. That's a loaded question, Scott. The one that we were very concerned about a few years back was the question of safety. We were hearing stories, and as we tried to recruit new teachers, that their dads in the Red River Valley were scared to send their young daughters that just graduated from college to live in Watford City because of a perceived danger and just a public safety. And so, you know, that's something that Gene Veeder and the folks on the community development side have really tried to get out there, that our crime is really still very low. We don't have the violent crime that you even see on the news in the larger cities in North Dakota every night. And it is a safe place to be. The families feel safe. The moms feel safe. You know, it's something where we probably shouldn't leave our doors unlocked anymore, but people still did 3 or 4 years ago. They left the keys in the cars. There were a few borrowing incidents with cars, and so now people are, you know, being reminded, just take your keys out of your car, lock your doors at your house, like a normal city. You know, so that's a little bit of a change, but it's still by no means an unsafe place to be at all. Another misperception is that we're always asking for money. Well, you know, that we just saw a lot of presentation from NDSU and Dean Bangson about the economic impact of oil activity in Watford City, McKenzie County, what it does statewide. And it's just a real, real strong need to bring that infrastructure money back to that area to keep putting fuel in the coal in the belly of this engine that's producing so much economic impact for the entire state. It's not just for ourselves, it's for the entire state, you know. But I think people are starting to realize that too.
And now there is a perception that with the price of oil, you know, in some measure of challenge, and speaking of which, I should first ask you to answer the caller's question about any anticipated impact from Iran. What are you hearing from the industry on that front?
Oh, it sounds like they maybe would be able to ramp up 800,000 barrels a day, and that probably will take a year or so to do. So it's really a small piece of the entire market. You know, it's less than 1% of the market in its entirety. So it's not like dumping 50% on the market or anything. It's actually a percent or so. So it's not going to be catastrophic to prices. But, you know, all these things are a lot of psychological influence on the market. And so your geopolitical and OPEC news and geopolitical happenings have a big effect on the price, and so this is one of them right now.
But also, I mean, overall, do you have the sense that people that are, not necessarily on the ground, regularly in the Bakken, think, oh, the price has dropped, therefore, you know, activity shut down and there's nothing going on, which really, if you come to Watford City, is not the case. I don't know there's a lot of difference.
Right, and what I was saying today and what we have to keep our eye on is the fact that these wells are still going to be drilled. No, none of these companies are saying they're not going to drill their piece of those 60,000 projected wells. They're going to drill them. It's just a matter of when. It might not be in the next 5 years. It might be in the next 10 to 15 or over the next 20-some years, you know, like their original plans were. The pace that we were going in 2010 through 14 was they wanted to get them all done in 5 years. And so it was very hard to keep up with that pace. With $50 oil, they're having to get smart on saving money where they can. Being more efficient on the production, they'll be better for it as the prices start to come back up. But we're in a little bit of a lull as far as drilling. But as far as people needing a place to live, we're far behind. We're still 5,000 units behind in where we're supposed to be on the projections that NDSU and KLJ have put out. So that's why we have to keep building our community.
And when you say behind, you're talking about that aren't even on the drawing board?
The study that NDSU put out, that Dean Bangsend was referring to today in his speech after mine, is rolling out the number of housing units that we need in our community to keep up the pace with as the wells are put in the ground with permanent jobs. His study was saying we need to have 7,000 permanent housing units by 2015. We've only got 2,000. So, and the evidence of that is to go see the trailer parks around Watford City. They're still full. You know, so we're far behind on that curve. We also, of course, need to build a hospital, a jail, a high school, an event center, and all those different things to keep up with the population. So we're in a very, very active construction mode as a community right now in Watford City to grow into this.
Take a short break. Come back with more with our conversation with Watford City Mayor Brent Sanford. We're live at the Bakken Conference at Expo in Grand Forks today at the Alara Center, brought to you in part today by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, power you can depend on, dedicated to enhancing, preserving, and protecting a diverse set of energy resources, including coal-based electricity. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We're going to win.
Play ball. That's right, folks. Twins baseball. August 13th in the Twin Cities as they take on the Texas Rangers. And we're loading up the What's on Your Mind fun bus and heading out. We'll be live on the way to the Twin Cities for the 12:10 game, leaving Fargo 7 a.m. Thursday, August 13th. We'll come back after. Price is only $129, includes your trip and your ticket right behind home plate. That should be great fun. Add $100 for a night stay in Fargo, too. Call for your tickets now. They're going fast. 855-200-1776, extension 3.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What's on your mind? Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Might as well do a commercial since you're here. And then we can get back to talking shop. Got some nice trucks on the lot there at SNS Motors, Dan?
Always.
You still have the 2009 F-150 that marooned up?
So beautiful, I don't know why it hasn't left a lot yet.
Come Scott. On, especially with that topper.
Yeah.
Topper can turn that truck into a camper.
Yeah. People just aren't excited about toppers these days, Scott.
Is that right? Toppers don't do it?
No.
Toppers are an old model?
Yeah.
Anyway, Brent and the team could take care of you at S&S Motors. Sold me a very nice Ford Explorer. And it is the truck headquarters of the Bakken. So if you're looking for a great ride, S&S Motors in Watford City will take care of you. And it's a busy little corner there right now, too.
Yeah, you can hardly see our inventory. There's so much dirt piled up from the Highway 23 reconstruction.
One place
my neighbor at Blue Loop called up and said, "How are you doing in Apocalypse Knife River?" Said, yeah, nobody sees us back here behind these piles.
But you can go to snsmotorsinc.com 24/7 and get a good up-close look to all those trucks, right?
That's right.
Exactly right. All right, we're with Brent Sanford from S&S Motors in Watford City, but he is the mayor of Watford City, and that's why he's actually here at the Bakken Conference. What did you talk about today? I was on the air here, so I missed your presentation.
Oh, and Luke called me and asked me to speak at this event, and I asked him how much time he's going to give me, and he said, "I'm thinking like 45 minutes. And so it's actually pretty exciting because generally I've got a five-minute window with at the legislature, or I've got a one-minute window with the press, you know, so to try to get the Watford City story out. 45 minutes was just right. You know, we went from just a quick overview. We've only been around for 100 years. We had one boom in 1914 when the rail line stopped there. We had another boom in the 50s when the first oil boom came, another boom in the 80s, second oil boom, and now we're in our third oil boom. And, you know, it's really nice to get the story out. Basically a story of planning and collaboration is how we're getting to where we are now, where we're actually getting something done. We decided we wanted to take advantage of the opportunity in front of us this time and not handle the impacts with food trucks and mobile homes and RVs and hastily thrown up shops. We wanted to be able to have something this time. And so with the well projections of 60,000 wells and one-third of them in McKenzie County, you know, there's a proven need for long-term employees out of that. And there's no reason they all have to live in Williston or Minot and drive across the river every day to come into work. And so we're trying to make a nice home for people that would so desire to live in Watford. And this time we're getting there. You know, we've got nice retail development on the south side of the city with Cashwise and that whole area. And like I mentioned quickly before, we're going to have a new hospital, new high school, new event center, new elementary school, new law enforcement center within the next couple of years. You know, so we'll have a nice new community there for people that so desire to set up camp in Watford.
You know, on the most recent tour you gave me of Watford, the one thing I noticed, and all those projects you talked about are just exciting. You can't not look at that high school and say, is this cool or what, right?
Yeah.
And the event center next to it, and obviously all the other projects that are on the drawing board. But I really got a sense of neighborhoods being built, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yes.
there's a real sense of, okay, that's this part of town and that part of town. And that's, I mean, just, you know, the neighborhoods are under construction.
Yep.
And that's the most important thing, right?
That's right. That's right. You know, now you've got people looking around wondering where they're going to buy and build their single family home. And that's been 5 years in the development of where is that going to happen? Where are the new neighborhoods going to be? And the person's able to start to get an idea, especially east of town in the Fox Hills area by the high school and by the event center and the new golf course project. I mean, there's going to be a lot of nice homes over there. And the north part of the city is where the first single-family home developments have started to roll out. And they're 2 miles north of the city with a beautiful view looking back at all that's happening. And it's far away from the bypass and from the truck traffic, so a very quiet area. And so you can start to see some of the neighborhoods take shape. And the new bypass has brought potential for other neighborhoods along, you know, all the inside of that. And so you know that that'll fill in at some point over our lifetime. You don't know how long it'll take, but most of the time these bypasses don't end up being out there by themselves. You know, so there's a lot of more ground to take a look at for developers.
DOT really did that well, didn't they? I mean, it was painful while it was being built, but I mean, now that it's up and operating, it really is a well-oiled machine.
It is, and it was compared to what's happening now with redoing Highway 23 through the city. They were building brand new roads, so it wasn't painful in that regard as far as having to be routed around, but it was painful waiting for it. We had 3 or 4 years of a lot of pain, with a lot of accidents, with taking 1 hour to get from one side of the city to the other, lines for miles on all different directions in the morning of traffic trying to get through Watford City, you know, from Dickinson and Wilson out to the oil fields in the east.
If you just come in And take the bypass. You might get the sense that things have slowed down a little bit.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, there aren't the enormous jams and the time delays as a result. But obviously, you get into the city, you don't have a sense things have slowed down.
Right. And ironically, you know, we've been watching these numbers closely. The sales tax are trending. We've had only one month that was less year-to-year of sales tax. Otherwise, it's still trending upwards, and it does feel a lot quieter. But people are having a hard time differentiating that. They forget the bypass has only been in since October of 14. So it's not even a year that we've had the bypass in. But the oil prices started to come down at that time, too. You know, so there's no doubt a little shutdown from that. So it's hard to know which is the most, but I would say the bypass is the biggest result.
And 23 is a challenge now.
Yes.
Under construction. How much longer on that?
Hopefully October. We'll have a bridge back in so we can come from the city center back out to where we're at S&S Motors and the airport area and the Fox Hills. And the high school construction is going on in the middle of it. But the real impetus there is to have that new highway in place for when the high school's open, and that's December. And so all indications are they're still on their timeline for October and November opening.
Besides the fact that August 7th is Ribfest, is there anything else you want folks to know about Watford City?
Well, that's about it. That's our last big blast before school starts. So come on, take part in Ribfest. Always a fun event.
Looking forward to that one.
Yes.
That's going to be a good time.
Yep.
Yeah, it'd be a good chance to get up there and visit, and we've given you a little bit of a notice now, a little better than a week. So if you hadn't already had it on your calendar, make sure you add it for August 7th. But as far as any other message you want to get out, you want folks to know about Watford City, what do you want them to know?
Oh, I think we're good. We covered a lot already, just like we usually do, Scott. Thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And now you get to get back and chat a little more on the conference and give some more. Folks are very curious, so that's what's fun to see. They want to know.
Yep, they do. They want to know what's happening in Watford City. They want to know what's happening in that little town that's turning into something much larger and how in the world you do it.
So one last big question for you. How big is Watford City going to be?
Yeah, that's a $64,000 question. That, you know, we've talked about this before. There's developers there that believe it'll be six figures of population. There's the first study that was done in 2011 said that we'd top out at 2,600 people. We're already far beyond that. We're entering phase two on our wastewater treatment plant to go beyond 75 up to 15,000. And so, I mean, It just seems like it's pretty easy to say we're going to have a permanent population of somewhere between 10 and 20,000 in the next census. It just depends on oil prices and how fast the units get in the ground, because there's that many people living around there in RVs now. So that's a pretty easy number, but as far as beyond that, anybody's guess is as good as mine.
Now, it's interesting when you see these numbers, because it really is hard to get your mind wrapped around what it could be. Thanks, Mayor. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Watford City Mayor Brent Sanford, our guest live from the Bakken Conference in Grand Forks. We're at the Alero Center today. Take a break. Come back with more. Get to your calls, 800-228-0550 on What's On Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering three full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys, too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with Fortex. They'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance, too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Todd, are you sitting down, Todd? Pull up the chair and sit down, because this is...
What?
This is going to blow you back a little bit. This news I'm about to share with you.
Well, okay, I'm sitting down.
Okay. Ready? Okay.
Yep, ready.
The Taylor Swift concert has been pushed back a month at the Fargo Dome.
What?
Yeah, I know. You're going to have to wait one more month before you have that meet and greet with your sweetie, Taylor. Sorry.
Well, a guy could do worse. I mean, if nothing else, you end up as a track on an album.
Not sure why, but there you go. Not sure why.
Oh, come on, she's one of the better ones. She treats her fans so well.
She does.
She's one of the better ones.
Did you see what she did at Christmas time?
Yeah.
Actually wrapped up presents and then delivered them. It was Christmas, wasn't it? It was a Christmas.
Yeah.
Time. And
we delivered them herself. I mean, mailed it in a literal sense, but yeah, I mean.
So she was like stalking, and the stalking is the wrong word, but she was friends with these people on Facebook or whatever. And so.
Well, then really fan club members too. So yeah.
Took some time to get to know them, and obviously they didn't know that she was watching, but knew enough about them to shop for something they'd like. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. You can't beat that. Show me who else takes the time. She's Taylor Swift. She doesn't have to do that kind of stuff, but she does. I mean, that's a nice touch. That and the little spat that she had with Nicki Minaj last week. And Taylor took the high road and said, look, hey, you're welcome on my stage anytime. Come on up.
I missed that, but I'm not exactly, I don't have the Google alert set up for Taylor Swift, so like you do. I just know
have it set up for either one. It just sort of crossed, paths a few thousand times more
you
than
can
I really
it's
to
It's okay.
Know,
I've seen the Google alerts for Taylor Swift. Anyway. It's okay.
Well, hey.
It's okay.
You can pick worse people to have Google alerts from.
Exactly.
If you're going to pick a pop star to have Google alerts from, why not Taylor Swift?
There you go.
It tend to be a lot more positive than a lot of the other stuff out there.
Right on. All right, folks, our telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We have covered a lot of ground here today on the program, and we've got some B-gate going on. We've got a new law being proposed in Minnesota by Senate Republicans there that would make it legal for members of the armed services to carry guns on military installations in Minnesota. Thank you very much. Don't want them talking
about
that today.
Why is it that we're getting to a point where states have to pass that law? I'm glad they are. But isn't there something a little ironic about us even getting to that point?
Yeah, that really showed you how dumb things have gotten. And I don't know if you saw this, but President Obama said in an interview, I think on Thursday or Friday, that his biggest regret is not, biggest regret so far is, as president, in not getting more gun control legislation passed.
Wasn't he the president that was going to get the guns, as it were?
You know,
didn't quite work out.
No,
thankfully.
But again, there is this naive idea. Even the person, in the article I read earlier, opposed to military members having guns on, military bases. You know, we want to get us more gun control. It's so naive. It is, really, that to think that you're going to be able to prevent someone so bent on killing someone from being concerned about a law regarding who can
own. Not to mention the fact that if you make guns illegal, then, if you outlaw guns, only outlaws will have guns. And it's very true. They're not going to. Meth is illegal, too. But last I checked, there are people with that, for example.
Precisely.
So are guns going to just mysteriously go away just because law-abiding citizens have to get rid of theirs because the government says so, and then everybody else is just going to march in lockstep and every thug is going to get rid of their gun because they're suddenly illegal? Not going to happen.
You're exactly right, Mr. Mitchell. I couldn't agree with you anymore.
So, you can get the guns, but you'll never get the guns. There'll always be guns. There'll always be meth. There'll always be a bunch of stuff we don't want out there. Say what you want about guns, but you're not going to get them all. You can't.
You agree with Todd or you disagree with Todd? You tell us right now at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text Todd directly. Let him know what you think. At 701-226-8503. I need to tell you about my friends at High Plains Apache. Their 2016 Apache sprayers have been released. That's right. The 2016s are now something you can get your hands on. And there are deep discounts on all the remaining 2015 models. So see the 2016s, wheel and deal on the 2015s like no tomorrow. They have low interest financing going on right now in High Plains Apache. Anything to do with sprayers, they have it. They have that ET Ag Center now, so 50,000 of the best parts in the industry are at your fingertips there at High Plains Apache in that ET Ag Center. And they, by the way, have a location in Mandan across from Bonanza, right across from Maine, East Side Court in Mandan. They're at 35th Street South in Frontier. It's exit 60, I-29 south of Fargo. Sales service, application training, store with more than 50,000 of the parts you need, spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves, the rest. Give them a call, stop and see them. Ask about the 2016s. Low interest financing. Deep discounts on the 2015s. High Plains Apache. Your Apache sprayer dealer. Chad and Dickinson, what is on your mind?
Hello?
Hey, Chad, what's on your mind?
Just on that gun control. I could say something that pretty much everybody knows. It's logical sense, Guns don't kill people. People kill people. I don't know a single gun that has picked itself up and pulled its own trigger.
Exactly.
And if people can't just think logically about this, then what happened with natural selection?
If guns kill people, then spoons made me fat.
Okay. Exactly.
Then I'm going to have to sue every silverware manufacturer out there for making me.
I like the one guy's comment about, the meth being legal and illegal. I'm a ex addict 10 years over, and exactly. It doesn't mean that you can't get it.
Precisely.
So, what do you think the deal is? Do you think the argument really wears me out because it's so obvious. It's so logical. It feels like a waste of breath even having to argue about it. Or debate it or anything else. It's just, it's plain common sense. But why do you think those that, that have this utopian view that, you know, if you make it more restrictive to get a gun, somehow you'll stop crime. What, do they have an ulterior motive?
No, I think too many people watch too many fairy tales growing up. You know, it's they don't want to see the really, really bad stuff that's happening in the world, so they pick this meaningless bowl that everybody can argue about when we should actually be seeing, you know, looking at the serious stuff that's happening that everybody should be able to agree that is bad, not stupid stuff.
Interesting. Appreciate the call, Chad. Thanks a bunch. Good to hear from you. Toby and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you all doing?
Great, sir.
Hey, you know, the gun control, my opinion is all it's going to do is get more people killed. They're taking more and more guns away from the people that actually deserve them, innocent people. And you're gonna, the Brady Law, when that first started, that didn't do nothing. Criminals still got guns. We need people to take these guns to take these criminals out. Not turn them into more killers. I mean, innocent people can't have guns because you got people like Obama in the office or whoever tries to tell us that we can't. But I don't break the law. The only broken the law I've ever done is a speeding ticket. But now it's more and more complicated for me to keep my firearms. To me, that's wrong.
Appreciate the call, Toby. Thanks. Chris in Castleton, tell us what your thought is.
Yeah, I think they should have gun control for anybody that, guards the president or any of your senators or anything like that. They should not be allowed to carry a gun. I bet you within a month they would change their mind when a few of them get popped off. I mean, what do they think, that everybody's just going to roll over? Yep, here they are. I mean, come on. They got to have common sense there. People want to protect themselves, too. That's what our country was founded on.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love that question to be asked of somebody that is an advocate for members of the military not being allowed to carry guns, weapons, at a military base. Okay, well, then should your security detail not be able to do that at the White House, Mr. President? You know, that exposes the stupidity of it pretty quick. Good point, Chris. Thanks. John in Minot, your take.
This is John in Minot. Talking to me?
I am, sir, yes.
Yeah, well, there's a group out there called Mayors Against Illegal Guns with Bloomberg and George Soros and those kind of people. Well, they don't want their, what they're for is they're trying to make your guns illegal. I believe everyone is against the illegal gun. They're trying to make everyone's guns illegal, is what that group is trying to do.
There you go. So, in other words, the only guns that could be in the hands of anybody is if they decide they're worthy, I guess, right?
That's take about
them away,
it. Yes, sir.
Take them away from the pesky people. Yeah. Have they read the Constitution, do you think, John?
Well, sometimes I got my doubts.
Yeah.
They do. They sure don't believe in it.
They don't comprehend it very well. Good point. Blaine in Williston, your take.
Yeah, I don't believe it's about gun control. It's about control. And, I mean, you had a couple callers ago. You know, I'm a little worried about the safety of the president and stuff. I think we need to make a gun-free zone at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Way too many people with guns around him. Yeah, a good point. Billy in Bismarck. I'm going rapid fire to get everybody in here. Go ahead, Billy.
Hey, there was a movie done a while back within the last 5 or 6 years. And it made an interesting point. It started out the movie in the beginning. It gave a written narrative of the prehistory of the situation where all guns had been confiscated in the entire world or whatever. So nobody had guns. And the result was they still had gangs. They still had all kinds of violence, all kinds of corruption, all types of mobs or, you know, mafia type situations. And all they did is they were armed with swords and they hacked each other to pieces of those. You're not going to save the world by banning guns. I've known a few people, a friend of mine out in Washington, D.C., he just hated guns. And, you know, in essence, I'm certain he didn't understand guns. He was probably terrified of them because he thought that they were some dangerous thing. And I didn't own any firearms until just a little over 2 years ago, and yet they're not dangerous. It's the people that are dangerous. We all know that. But
exactly. Who's behind that? Horrific murder not long ago in Fargo with a hammer. Come on. Billy, thanks for the call. More coming up from Grand Forks. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. And you get choice at the pump at every PetroServe USA location. Plus, you get great savings. I love to fill up on a 4-for-4 special. That's a hot stuff personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink, soda or coffee, your choice, and two cookies. Four items for $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. It's a great deal. And here's July specials. Deli Express sandwiches, the Mega Italian, the Mega Hickory Smoked Turkey and Cheese, the Mega Pastrami and Swiss, your choice, just $2.79. Rice Krispie Treats, $2 for $1. Nestle Water, the 20 packs, only $3.99. Jack Link's Small Batch Jerky, just $3.29. Kellogg's Pop Tarts, $2 for $1. Or Snickers or M&M's, $3 for $0.99. PetroServe USA. Look for the red, white, and blue, helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. PetroServe USA. Stop and see them today and tell them Scott sent you.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Before the top of the hour, our final segment from Grand Forks today, the Alaris Center and the Bakken Conference Expo. And we had a call earlier suggest a Monday staple here on the program, and thought it might be a good idea to begin every week with the Star Spangled Banner. So I don't know about you, but this is my favorite version. So let's go ahead and take the suggestion. Roll it. Everyone stand, please. Stripes and bright stars. How's that for fantastic, huh?
Gives me chills every time.
Unbelievable. Yeah, she did that. That version is just, to me, that's the bar.
Well, and you know, the added the plus of playing that today, you heard what happened to her daughter over the weekend.
I did, yep. I did indeed, yep. Tragic situation. Ed and Minot, thank you for the suggestion. Somebody else called and said, well, if you're going to do that, you have to do the pledge. So, Todd, should we do the pledge?
Well, Red Skelton's thing's about 4 minutes long, so...
No, how about just you and I?
Just you and I?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And Red Skelton's point was, under God, God added after he had been in school and reciting it, so...
That's right.
But if we don't have to recite it in school, then... We used to have to recite that in school.
We did, too.
Got in trouble if you didn't turn to the flag and put your hand in your heart.
By the way, you're free to sit down now, folks. You can go ahead and sit down. So go ahead.
Oh, darn.
Let me get Bobby Graff in here before you wrap up here today.
Should I stand up and do it again?
It's a fine suggestion, by the way, from our great life. Proves how wonderful our listeners are. I love the idea. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I do, too. And I think we should do that every morning, you guys. That was awesome. You know, I just got a comment, too, about the gun control, but before that, I'd like to say that, you know, God is a nice rendition, but I know of a better one. The 82nd Airborne Division All-American Chorus. Nothing better than a bunch of soldiers singing it, and it's beautiful for the Star-Spangled Banner.
That'll be under consideration for next week's version of the Star-Spangled Banner.
There you go. Yeah. And, you know, gun control, I can't wait for people in America to, you know, when it comes to this administration and this president, you know, to get away from these ideas that they're incompetent and they're ignorant, like, you know, John Kerry and so on and so forth. They know exactly what they're doing. They're very diabolical and tyrannical intentions and actions is what they are. And they're disguising them with incompetence and everything else. When we're really what it is just what I said. And as far as the gun control, you know my feelings, Scott, on these gun-free zones. You know, this president and the left liberal and the gun banners and so on and so forth, Eric Holder and the rest, you know, they're all wolves in sheep's clothing. And if you're a wolf and we're the sheep, what better way to get at the sheep than to get rid of the sheepdogs? And that would be the law-abiding gun owners in this country, the concealed carry permit holders that thwart a lot of these attacks that you never hear about in the news. Very rarely would you hear about a concealed carry holder, a law-abiding citizen that stops an attacker or limits the death and the mayhem that comes from an attack. So, you know, these guys are wolves in sheep's clothing, and we're the sheep, and they just want to get rid of the sheepdogs. They know they're not going to get rid of the guns with the criminals. So they're just focused on us, and that should be crystal clear to everybody. So thanks, Scott. I appreciate it. I'll listen off here. Off the phone here.
Appreciate the call, Bob, and the comments for sure. And thank everybody today for calling. Our broadcast brought to you in part by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Circle their upcoming annual meeting in September in Fargo on your calendar. Check that out. And if you haven't yet... plan to be in Medora. Come on. You got to do it. 1-800-MEDORA1, Medora.com. Another fabulous weekend this past weekend there with all kinds of great things going on. And the Bully Pulpit Golf Course is fantastic. I'm hearing rave reviews about how lush it looks out there at Bully Pulpit. We've made some plans to broadcast from there coming up middle of August, I guess it is. So looking forward to that. Be there as well. But there's stay and play packages for the Medora Musical, Bully Pulpit, a lot of great deals at Medora.com or call 1-800-MEDORA1. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow from Grand Forks from the Bakken Conference and Expo, which, by the way, continues today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. I'm Scott Hinnom. Say so long. Bye-bye.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Looking for the perfect gift for the farmer and the family? Give him a perfect day in the field thanks to Border Plains Equipment. With everything he needs, from the time he heads out into the field with his Case IH cooler to the time he stores his tractor in the shed and cleans it with a Case IH pressure washer. Plus, earn big rewards on qualifying radio, observation system, power equipment, and tool purchases too. Hurry into Border Plains Equipment in Williston, Stanley, and Glasgow, Montana before June 30th and ask about this special offer from Border Plains Equipment.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited-time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.